I was 13 years old. I'd gone in for an operation on my throat. I was in St. Mandeville for that reason. And I was in for about a week. And I was in a ladies' ward rather than a children's ward.
And then Jimmy Savile came round.
He did. I had heard that he sometimes came round to the hospital. And I was actually wandering through the corridors when I saw him. And obviously, as a 13-year-old child, I was quite excited to see somebody famous. So I went up to him and asked him if I could have his autograph, to which he said, well, he asked me what ward I was in, and then said, I'll be coming along there later.
And you must have been quite excited.
Oh, I was. I sort of went back to the ward and sort of said, oh, Jimmy Savile's in the hospital, he's coming round later. So I was sort of waiting for him to come round with my pen and my paper for the autograph.
And did he come round?
And he did come round, yes. He came into the ward. And again, I went up and asked him for his autograph. And he said that I could have his autograph if I gave him a kiss. And so I went thinking that it would be a peck on the cheek or a peck on the lips or whatever. And he just put his tongue straight down my throat and then gave me the autograph and then asked for another one and done the same again. So he actually did it twice.
How did you react?
I didn't really know how to react. I was embarrassed, I think, more than anything. I just didn't know how to react. It was a really strange thing to happen. I knew it wasn't right, but at the same time, because it was so blasé and because it was so casual and nobody seemed to notice anything odd, I thought maybe it must be me.
You say no one seemed to notice anything odd. Who else was around?
There were staff around. There were other patients around. But nobody said anything at all. And I think looking back now as an adult, that must have just been the norm.
But did they actually see what he had done? Or was it hidden from them?
No, there were people around in the ward when it happened. There were nurses around.
How do you explain the fact that they didn't react?
I don't know. I really don't know. At the time, as I say, I mean, in my head, I thought, well, maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe I'm making too much of that. So for that reason, you don't say anything.
Did it take you long to get over it? Have you ever got over it?
Yes, I have gotten over it. And I would say I was probably in my late 20s before I really actually told people about it. I wouldn't say that I needed to actually get over anything. What he did was absolutely horrible. And yes, it did play on my mind for years and years. And obviously he was still on the television. He was still quite big at that time with Jim'll Fix It and with Top of the Pops. So he would always pop up on the telly. And to be honest, I would just look and he would make me cringe. I don't think it's affected my life as such. I'm quite grounded and don't have any big hang-ups about it. I actually wanted to tell my story just to corroborate with the stories of the girls who, you know, the ones that first reported that something had happened. And when those reports came out, I was just so not surprised.